H. Monticello, New York. Award-winning hydropower even on a frozen day. Award-winning hydro-powered radio. It's just a couple seconds after 3 p.m. and it's 28 white and snowy degrees outside. If you haven't gotten out today, well, they haven't had a chance to plow very many of the roads. So, pick your battles. And the forecast is for snow with a chance of freezing rain and sleet. Accumulation is around an inch. Here in Jeffersonville, we're already seeing more than an inch. Highs in the lower 30s. And tonight we've got sleet coming in. A sleet accumulation of 1 to 3 inches. Ice accumulation up to a tenth of an inch. Lows around 30. It's going to get up into the upper 30s after midnight. And then tomorrow we've got rain in the morning and rain showers in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 50s tomorrow. So a lot of the ice should melt. And tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a chance of flurries. Lows in the mid-20s. More flurries and a partly sunny day coming on Monday with highs in the upper 20s. So there is a winter weather advisory in effect until midnight tonight. Stay tuned. Now and Then is coming right up. Support comes from listeners and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York. RiverReporterOnline.com. I'm Kathy Geary, and this is Now and Then. So, we're facing a new year in 2015. What kind of new experiences await you in this coming year? Are you experienced?
Yeah. voice I can hear in the distance. I think they're calling our name. Maybe now you can't hear them, but you will if you just take hold of my hand. Oh, but are you experienced? Have you ever been experienced? Not necessarily stone, but beautiful.
Oh, my man, Jimi Hendrix. Yeah. You know, there's nothing like listening to that electric sound coming out of his hands, of the guitars, of the instruments that he played. On a snowy day like today, Hendrix is what it is called for on a day like today. Jimi Hendrix. Of course, you know, it's interesting. Jimi Hendrix was born in Seattle and is about as an American musician as you can get. But he didn't find fame in the United States. It's an interesting path that Jimmy took. It wasn't until he actually moves to England, and in 1967, he becomes a very popular star in the UK and in Europe before he's even recognized in the United States. And the very first album that he records in the studio, Are You Experienced? Jimi Hendrix Experience, is released in May of 1967. And I don't understand why the Americans didn't get it, but over in England, they play the Experience band, Jimi Hendrix's band. They play a show in England at the Savile Theatre on June 4th in 1967. And the Beatles' Sgt. Pepper's album had just been released. So Jimi Hendrix plays a concert at the Savile Theatre, and Paul McCartney and George Harrison are in attendance to hear him, along with, you know, Brian Epstein, Eric Clapton, Spencer Davis, Jack Bruce, Lulu. They're all there that night. And if it hadn't been for Sgt. Pepper's, Are You Experienced would have taken the number one slot in the UK charts. And it was because that Paul McCartney, after hearing Hendrix, he recommends that Hendrix be invited to play at the Monterey International Pop Festival. And it wasn't until Hendrix comes back to the United States and plays live at the Monterey Pop Festival in 1967 that he's discovered in America. So let's listen. Let's listen to Jimi Hendrix live at the Monterey Pop Festival in 1967. The Wind Cries Mary. Jimi Hendrix.
Right now we got a song named The Wind Cries Mary. Thank you very much. We got a song named The Wind Cries Mary. We got to keep going real quick. Go somewhere. Go somewhere. Next single here, I hope. After all the checks are in the boxes, and the clowns have all gone to bed, you can hear happiness staggering on down the street. Footprints dressed in red, and the wind whispers, "Mary." Drearily sweeping up the broken pieces of yesterday's life.
Somewhere a queen is weeping. Somewhere a king has no wife. The wind cries, Mary. They turn a blue tomorrow, and the shine of emptiness down on my bed. The tiny island sags downstream, 'cause the life I lived is dead. And the wind screams, baby. Remember the names it has blown in the past. But with its crutch, its old age, and its wisdom, it whispers, no, this will be the last. And the wind cries, Mary.
Jimi Hendrix, 25 years old, 1967, live at the Monterey Pop. So, you know, it's interesting, so many people change their names as they become musicians. Well, Hendrix was always Hendrix. But when he was born on November the 27th in 1942 in Seattle, Washington, his father named him Johnny Allen Hendrix. There was a lot of turmoil in his family. They were not very well to do. There was, 5 kids. He was the first one born. And his father goes away, to the army, and he comes back. And, he takes, custody of Jimmy, and he changes his name. In 1945, when he's 3 years old, his name is changed from Johnny Allen Hendrix to James Marshall Hendrix. And the thing that's interesting about Jimi Hendrix is that he had a very unsettled childhood. He's living with different relatives. His parents get divorced when he's 9 years old. Sometimes he's with his grandmother. But when he's only 15 years old, his mother dies. And it's about that same time that he gets his first guitar. And when he gets his guitar from a friend of his father's, the only thing he'd been doing is he'd been playing air guitar using a broomstick. He also had a ukulele. And that's how he started playing until he finally gets his first guitar when he's 15 years old. And apparently he played several hours a day. He was just like a sponge watching other people play, getting tips from more experienced players. And his father also had a big record collection. So he's really also, as a young man, he's really fond of Elvis Presley. And in 1957, he gets to see him in a live performance. And so he's also listening to Muddy Waters and B.B. King records. When he's 12 years old, he sees this Western movie from 1954. It's called Johnny Guitar. And it's a Western where the hero, he doesn't carry a gun, but he wears a guitar slung on his back. And these were Jimi Hendrix. These were his early heroes and his early influences. When he's a young teenager, he gets in trouble with the law twice for riding in stolen cars. And he's given a choice as a young man. Do you want to go to jail? You want to go to prison for 2 years, or did you want to join the army? So in 1961, when he's 19 years old, he joins the army, and he gets stationed in Fort Campbell, Kentucky. And that's the first time he's really left Seattle and his home ground. And he makes a really good friend there, a bass player named Billy Cox. And they play together. He gets discharged after a year because he was apparently lazy. You know, so he had it a year, and then he's out. So he goes south from there in 1963, and for 2 years, he's performing as a member of other bands in what they call the Chitlin Circuit, okay? R&B singers, blues musicians like Slim Harpo, Sam Cooke, Jackie Wilson. This is where he is a part of the band. He's learning his chops. He's learning the blues. He goes to New York City in January of 64, gets a room at a hotel in Harlem. And that next month, in February of 64, he wins first prize at the Apollo Theater Amateur Contest. And he gets his very first recording as a member of the studio band for the Isley Brothers in 1964. And it's just amazing to me that, you know, that Monterey Pop is only 3 years later. He also, in 64, he begins performing with Little Richard, who he's incredibly impressed with. And what Hendrix says is, quote, "I want to do with my guitar what Little Richard does with his voice." So it's just really amazing. So he's going along, and he is not writing music at this time. He is a member of the band, and for, I don't know, 6 years, he's shuffling around from this band to that band, Curtis Knight. He's going by the name Jimmy James for a while. He forms his own band called the Blue Flame. And so he's played, you know, he's trying everything he can to get a career going on. He just can't get it turned over in the United States. He meets Keith Richards, you know, the Rolling Stones, Keith Richards, Mick Jagger, Keith Richards. He meets Keith Richards' girlfriend, and she introduces him to the Stones manager and to various, and they all turn him down. They're not interested. It's hard to understand. She finally introduces Hendrix to a man named Chas Chandler. Now, Chas Chandler is also a musician. He was in the Animals, you know, Eric Burdon in the Animals. And so he was playing bass, but he decided he didn't want to be a musician. He wanted to be a manager. So this is how Hendrix's career gets launched. This man, Chandler, takes him back to London, and that's where his, he suggests musicians to Jimmy, and he forms a band with Hendrix in the trio. Noel Redding is the bass player. Now, Noel Redding is really a guitarist, but he's going to play bass in this band. And then there's this jazz drummer, Mitch Mitchell, who's very heavy on the cymbals. And so that's how Hendrix's career really gets launched. He's not even appreciated till he comes back to the Monterey Pop Festival. So there he is, and you know, that same year he's playing in New York City at this club, the Scene Club, in 1967. And Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention were playing next door at the Garrick Theater. And Zappa had a wah-wah pedal. Well, Hendrix just has to have one. And on the next album, Axis Bold as Love, practically every track features the wah-wah pedal. Hendrix is recording with Noel Redding and Mitch Mitchell, Axis Bold as Love. He starts to tune his guitar down a half step. The entire guitar is tuned down to a half step to E flat. And he on that whole album and everything he plays after, his guitar is tuned down a half step, and he uses wah-wah extensively. Axis Bold as Love has a very Indian Hindu-like cover, and I always loved the cover various forms of Vishnu. But I didn't realize it until I recently did this research on Hendrix, that he didn't think that it was the right cover. Apparently, he thought it would have been more appropriate if they had had a cover that highlighted Jimi Hendrix's American Indian heritage. So I have yet to find out more about Jimi Hendrix's American Indian heritage. Let's listen to Axis Bold as Love, Jimi Hendrix and the Experience.
Anger, he smiles towering in shiny metallic purple armor. Queen jealousy envy waits behind him. Her fiery green gown sneers at the grassy ground. Blue are the life-giving waters taken for granted. They quietly understand. Once happy turquoise armies lay opposite ready, but wonder why the fight is on. But they're all bold as love. Yeah. They're all bold as love. Yeah. They're all bold as love. Just ask the Axis. My red is so confident he flashes trophies of war and ribbons of euphoria. Orange is young, full of daring, but very unsteady for the first go round. My yellow in this case is not so mellow. In fact, I'm trying to say it's frightened like me. And all of these emotions of mine keep tolling me from giving my life to a rainbow like you. But I'm a, yeah, I'm bold as love. Yeah, yeah. Axis, he knows everything. Yeah, yeah, yeah. be some kind of way out of here. Say the joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief. Businessman there, drink my wine. Plowman, dig my earth. None will level on the mine. Nobody of it is worth. But a joke. But you and I, we've been through that. And this is not our fate. So let us start talking falsely now. The hour's getting late. Hey!
Watchtower. Jimi Hendrix from Electric Ladyland in 1968. Bob Dylan wrote that song. Right before that, we heard Bold as Love. Jimi Hendrix and the Experience, Axis, Bold as Love. 1967, and that track really shows you some of the cutting-edge studio techniques that Hendrix was, like the stereophonic phasing effects that he was using. Really a brilliant man in the studio. So, Electric Ladyland, 1968. Okay. It's an amazing recording. It's a double album. And a lot of changes happened during the recording of this album in 68. For one thing, his manager, this Chas Chandler, who had really formed Hendrix's career and gave him his start, got so frustrated with how what a perfectionist that Hendrix was in the studio that he just decided to sever his professional. He's no longer Hendrix's manager. In other words, Hendrix recorded certain tracks. Like there was this song called Gypsy Eyes on Electric Ladyland. He reportedly did 43 takes. Okay. One of the other things that's happening is the bass player Noel Redding really wants to play the guitar. He really wants to start his own band. There's a lot of churn going on inside of the band at this time. So Redding would leave the studio to collect himself, and while he's gone, Hendrix would record the bass parts. So a lot of the bass parts on the Electric Ladyland album are actually Hendrix playing the bass. And he starts to really expand the musicians that he records with and all the electronic effects. He's got incredible people visiting on this album. You know the band Traffic. And this is 1968. So on this Electric Ladyland, he's got Dave Mason, Chris Wood, and Steve Winwood. This is when he also starts to work with a drummer, Buddy Miles. Al Cooper comes in. He's Bob Dylan's organist. So there's all kinds of a lot of musicians, session musicians, sitting in. It took a long time to record this album. So it was after this album, that the original Experience band breaks up. And in the next incarnation that Hendrix has, which he calls the Band of Gypsies, he goes back to his old army buddy. Billy Cox starts playing bass with him again in his next incarnation. And the Band of Gypsies, features Billy Cox and also Buddy Miles. Buddy Miles was a drummer with Wilson Pickett and with the Electric Flag. And the Band of Gypsies is a completely live recording. It was recorded on New Year's Eve in December of 1969. So I thought we'd hear one more track from Electric Ladyland called Rainy Day Dream Away, and then from that live New Year's Eve recording with a Band of Gypsies, we're going to hear The Power of Love. Jimi Hendrix.
see a bunch of wet bleachers. Look at them on the run. The carnival traffic noise, it seems the tears splashing, leaving the ducks in groove. Rain dirty in the parkside pool, and I'm leaning on my windowsill, digging everything. And I'm you too.
Thank you. sometimes the wind ain't right.
Anything is possible. Jimi Hendrix and the Band of Gypsies. That was recorded live on New Year's Eve at the Fillmore East in New York. That's December 1969. Jimi Hendrix. Yes, his music is still just so timeless. It's just so... It's so unique. It's so powerful. It's such a strong statement of this man's personality and what he had to go through to find his career. You know, he didn't start writing his own songs until he goes to England in 1967. He does that first album, Are You Experienced? Every song except for one song on that album is written by Hendrix. He just, you know, maybe he was writing songs previously to that, but it was when he started to really unleash his unique voice that that he became so internationally beloved and well-known. It's interesting, he did live here in the Woodstock area up here in upstate New York. He had an 8-bedroom house called the Ashokan House. It was in the hamlet of Boyceville. It's near Woodstock. And this is where he was practicing with Billy Cox, who played bass on that, and Buddy Miles. He was practicing at that house for this concert. It's also interesting, Hendrix was such a visionary. He wanted his own recording studios built. His studios were called Electric Lady Studios. And they opened in New York in August of 1970. Well, unfortunately, it was only the following month, in September of 1970, at 27 years old, that Jimi Hendrix dies. He only spent 2.5 months actually recording in the Electric Lady Studios. And it was still under construction. He couldn't help it. He wanted to record. They were still doing construction all around him. And so it was designed by an architect and an acoustic scientist, John Storykay, and it had round windows. It had a light machine, ambient lighting in a myriad of colors, and it was supposed to be very relaxed. There was no drugs allowed, any drug use during any sessions and recording was not happening at Electric Lady. Hendrix was very serious about his music at that point. Well, you know, they are still releasing recordings, the Jimi Hendrix Estate. And in 2010, they released a collection of completely unheard and previously unreleased recordings. And one of the tracks is called The Valleys of Neptune. And it's one of the things that Hendrix was working on at his Electric Lady Studios. And we're going to listen to it now. This is some of Jimi Hendrix's final work. This is called The Valleys of Neptune. Jimi Hendrix. Jimi Hendrix, Valleys of Neptune, released in 2010 and recorded basically through 1969 and then into June of 1970. I'm Kathy Geary. You're listening to Now and Then. We're warming up ourselves today with some of the electrifying energy, some of the deeply felt love that Jimi Hendrix offers to us with his playing, with his singing, with his view of life. After Hendrix dies in September of 1970, another album is released very shortly after his death in 1971. The album is called The Cry of Love. And it really features most of the bass tracks are played by his friend Billy Cox, who he had met back in his early Army days. And Mitch Mitchell, who is the drummer for most of the Experience albums, is also playing drums. The Cry of Love is an incredible recording. We're going to be listening to some of that right now. Jimi Hendrix, Cry of Love.
So I bought my lid. Even messing with my children. And you're screaming at my wife. Get off of my bed. If you wanna get out of here alive.
drugstore, ma'am. Well, I don't need it now. I'm just trying to slap it out of her hand.
Thank you.
I'm Kathy Geary, and you've been listening to Now and Then, the music of Jimi Hendrix. I hope you enjoyed this program. Thank you so much for listening. Support comes from the community and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporteronline.com. It's a couple of seconds before 4 in the afternoon. I'm showing 28 degrees outside of our studios here in Jeffersonville, and this is